Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. A quick podcast while I'm in Prague. I'm always amazed when I travel. How different every place is I end up. Even if I stay in the U.S., I mean, there's some differences that you can see and appreciate. And there's other things that are very similar. And even as you go into different countries. But what impressed me about Prague? First of all, it's a fairly walkable city. The only cab I took, an Uber actually. It was from the airport to into the city center where my hotel was, and pretty much everywhere else we've went, we've walked. Uber's one of those things you can get, but it's a pretty walkable city, and the temperatures outside are a little chilly outside, but for somebody who's from Seattle, they're actually not that different. So my light hoodie ended up working pretty well. Thankfully, no rain or wind or anything. We're down by the river actually. So it's got a nice promenade. I actually jogged on it this morning. But the other thing is you look at currency, right? And you wonder, okay, well, what's a crown to a dollar, right? And it's some insanely low rate. So just give you an example. I went to the grocery store around the street to buy a bottle of water for what was about 10 Czech crown, and it's I looked it up. I put it in my app for expenses. It's about 43 cents. Whereas the bottle of water that was sitting on my desk in the hotel was 90 crown, which is a little bit more expensive than that. Still not that expensive, but I saved a few bucks by walking around the corner and going to the grocery store. I guess your dollar goes pretty far in Prague. So if you're looking for a good deal, and yeah, I mean the restaurants were great. I got a great recommendation from somebody I know, Agenda Social, about a Mexican restaurant, not something I would expect to find in Prague that might be, and it was very good. However, I mean, I'm from California. I've had good Mexican food, and that was some pretty awesome Mexican food. The kitchen and everything looked fairly authentic, and yeah, what came out was fairly authentic too. I did not have any. I had some Czech beer for sure, but I did not. As far as the food goes, I think on this trip, I didn't experience the local cuisine probably as much as I could have. But I could see myself coming back to Prague for hopefully we'll do, I'm sure we'll do some more events here or something. But I could see coming for like a vacation. Even seems like a pretty cool place cool buildings and. The people seem pretty friendly I guess this one is just a travelogue. I'm sure I'll have more. As I'm recording this, I'm about to head to back to the UK. We're doing an event there, and it's on my way home. So that will keep me out. It'll be my last trip to Europe for the year. Although I know I will be back. I'm planning to be in Vienna for a work thing in early February. So I'm coming back. And yes, I definitely get to see some really cool things in my travels, and some places I've been a few times, it's what I do. It's part of my job is going places and meeting people and shaking hands and that kind of thing. So you got to do that in person. But that's what I'm doing right now. And yeah, I think I've run out of things to say for this podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.